Keeping up with the times, you know, it often feels like it means keeping up with how we even find information. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. The world of SEO, search engine optimization, that's a mouthful, but you know.
Really, it's all about discoverability online. And as this article we have, Search Engine Optimization of the Future by Chris Bradley points out, new technologies are really changing the game.
Absolutely. And for everyone listening, our mission here is to kind of unpack this big shift, how people are searching, and what it all means for, well, for everything online.
So let's just start with the basics, right? Traditional SEO, like we all know, it's been all about the text, the keywords. This article, it reminds us that you got to have those specific keywords in your content so search engines can find it, right? That's how websites, you know, get seen.
Okay, so it's like those keywords, they're like a map or signposts, leading the search engines, leading the users to what they're looking for, right? And you know, the article makes a really good point. That difference between being on page one of the search results versus page 500. I mean, that's the difference between being seen and, well, not for businesses, especially, you know, making those connections, making sales. It's huge.
Oh, absolutely. That top spot, that's prime real estate online.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, the way people are searching, it's changing, and it's changing fast. And the biggest reason, voice search.
Right. And this is where it gets really interesting. We've all got these smart devices now, right? Our phones, but also those digital assistants, you know, Siri, Cortana, Alexa, Google Assistant. The article points that out, and this isn't just like a cool little gadget thing. This is how we're interacting with the internet now.
Yeah, and it's the scale of it that's just, it's amazing. Google estimates, and the article cites this, that voice search already makes up like 20% of all searches, and that number is only going up.
Wow, 20%. That's a big chunk. It makes you think, how often do you actually like talk your phone, talk your smart speaker to search something versus typing it out? And that brings us to a really key difference, you know, between how we type and how we speak.
Exactly. And the article gives this simple example, but it really hits the nail on the head. Think about typing in like cute cat pics versus saying out loud, okay, Google, show me some cute cat pictures.
Wow.
Same goal, right? But that natural conversational way we phrase things when we speak, that can actually lead search engines to interpret it differently and give us different results.
So what does this mean for everybody listening? Well, if you're a business trying to get customers online, or a content creator trying to get your work out there, or just someone who uses the internet, this shift to voice search, it's something to pay attention to. Because knowing that people are speaking their searches using more natural language, that's key.
Yeah, and if we zoom out a bit, the article touches on this important point that we got to optimize our content for these new, you know, these new consumer trends. Well, voice tech, it's everywhere now on our phones, on all our devices. So the way we put our content online, it's going to match how people actually talk, how they search. You know, imagine crafting content that directly answers those spoken questions people are asking.
It's almost like, I don't know, it's like search engines are becoming better listeners,
Right.
right? And we need to adapt. We need to like speak their language, speak this natural conversational language.
Right. So the big takeaway here is that voice search isn't just a, you know, a fad. It's a huge change in how we find information online. And because of that, it's a huge change in how we need to optimize our content to be found.
And that brings us to our final thought for you. As voice search keeps growing, how do you think it'll change your own searching habits? And thinking even bigger, how will all the folks creating content, all the businesses online, how will they have to adapt to connect with you, to reach you in this evolving, you know, digital world?